There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, June 10th edition. Hope everybody's ready for the weekend, had a good Friday night, and is ready for today's DFS action. We have an 8-game early, 6-game evening main slate. Lots of amazing hitting conditions. Colorado-Chicago winds blowing out hard to center field. These are all subject to change, of course. This is on the weather report. Late last night, so anything's possible in the weather, but no total on that game yet. Wind blowing out. The reports of as of last night were straightaway center field at almost 20 miles an hour, and it's extremely warm, so a phenomenal hitting environment. Marlins Pirates total of 9, Texas Nationals total of 9.5, A's Rays 8, Tigers Red Sox 9, White Sox Indians 10, Mets Braves 10, Baltimore Yankees 9, Angels Astros 9.5, Phillies Cardinals 8.5, Brewers D-backs 9.5, Reds Dodgers 8, Royals Padres 8.5, Jays Mariners 8, Twins Giants 7.5. So yeah, tons of weather that just favors hittings, and the totals are showing it. Mets Atlanta is extremely warm, totals 10 in that game. Phillies, St. Louis, wind's blowing out to left field, extremely warm. I told you about Chicago. Miami, Pittsburgh, wind blowing out hard to left, extremely warm. Giants blowing out to center. Angels, Houston, blowing out to left, extremely warm. Depends on the roof situation there. White Sox, Cleveland, blowing out to right center, really, really hard, extremely warm there. Detroit, Boston, blowing out to center. Then you got Milwaukee, Arizona, blowing out to right. And we're talking like 100 degrees. It's phenomenal hitting weather. Phenomenal hitting weather. We saw how that worked last night. They left the roof open, I was told, and it was fireworks, and it could be in store again tonight. We shall see. Let's get into your 8-game early slate led by Carlos Martinez, $12,300 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Got roughed up a little on the road his last two times on the road, but at home, 8 innings. One earned, 33.8 points versus the Dodgers. 9 innings, 2-hit shutout. 28.5 points against the Giants. 21.6 against the Cubs. 25.5 against Milwaukee. 18.7 against Toronto. Needless to say, his lowest point total is 18.7. Everything's above 20 at home. Very good pitcher. Going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Strikeout 23% of the time. Versed right-handed pitching. In the last 30 days, 10th best in barrel FIP. Or no, it has changed. These are updated. 13th best, 2.16% barreled. He's striking out over 27% of the batters he faces. So get your C-Mart in your lineup if you feel like paying up. Next up, Jeff Samardzija, $10,900. I don't have to go into this. If you follow me on Twitter or you listen to this podcast enough, you know how much I like Samardzija and what he's doing. He's going up against the Twins that strike out 22.5% of the time. Even Matt Moore was good last night. If he doesn't give up a 3-run double to the pitcher, he's actually puts in a really good start. So Samardzija, as always, disclaimer, we'll make you sweat a little bit, but in the end, he's just great. He's on lists this year with some of the best names in baseball, and people forget it. The last 30 days, number one best barrel FIP of 1.88 FIP, fielding independent pitching. He's getting barreled up 2.26% of the time, striking out over 29% of the batters he faces, only walking 1.5% of the batters he faces. On the year, he's third best, striking out almost 29%. So he's just been great all year, going up against that struggling Twins offense. Samardzija definitely worth it if you don't feel like paying for C-Mart. Samardzija on this short slate with some iffy pitching should be in your lineup. As you go down the list, I'm looking at Dan Straley. He is $8,200 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. We know he got hit around a little. Wind was blowing out. Our one's blowing in Chicago, so it's a little frustrating, but prior to that, has been really, really good this year. Pittsburgh doesn't strike out a ton, 19% versus righties, but we saw what Volquez did to them yesterday, 7 shutout. You got Straley, who in the last 30 days, he is 16th best in barrel FIP, getting barreled up 3.28% of the time, striking out over 26% of the batters he's facing, going up against a struggling Pirates team. As I mentioned, when you're talking Pirates, you're talking a 309 WOBA, 143 ISO, both league average. Lefties hitting 276, righties 323 off of Straley. Very much in play today on this shorter slate. Moving on from Straley, you got Jose Berrios, $7,900 at the San Francisco Giants. We know the Giants bats are dreadful. Irvin Santana, complete game shutout last night. Berrios bounced back with 6 solid, 2 earned, 4 Ks, 16.1 points at the Angels his last time out after a rough start against Houston. Prior to that, 2 just amazing starts. So he's been really good, 3 or 4 starts, like 17 points or more. He's striking out over almost 24.4% of the batters he's facing. Giants strike out about 20% of the time. Hard contact rate's only 19.8%, 44% ground ball rate. Really good stuff in a nice environment. One of the lowest total on the board. Giants, 284 WOBA, 128 ISO, both well below league average. So if you're trying to save some money on pitching, Berrios at 79 is in play. Now, 2 interesting punts if you're feeling frisky. Mike Fiers, 7,200 at home against the Angels. I know, the Angels are actually hitting the ball pretty well their last few games, finishing up in Detroit, and then last night against the Astros, but Fiers in his last 4 starts, 2 earned runs, 3 earned runs, 1 earned run, 5, 6, 4 and a 2, thirds and 6, those are his innings pitched. Been actually pretty good. He's got 8 Ks, 2 starts to go at Minnesota, 4 at Kansas City. He's been decent in those 3 of those last 4 starts, 13 or more points. Not lighting the world on fire, but there aren't many on this slate that are going to light the world on fire. So I wanted to bring him up. Fiers is a decent look. He does give up a ton of home runs. Angels don't hit a ton of home runs, but they do give him up. They strike out almost 20% of the time. He's striking out about 20% of the batters he faces. They have a 4-4 team total. Lefties hitting 322, righties 379. With the Angels, a 298 WOBA versus righty-handed pitching is below average and a 146 ISO. Peacock got in trouble last night because he was walking the world. So take that with a grain of salt, but it's a very risky play. I wouldn't go into cash game with him, but he's an option. And then Jeff Hoffman, our boys, back in the rotation for Colorado, $6,700. When I was doing my research, I absolutely loved this play. Then I looked at the weather, and as hot as it's going to be and the wind blowing out, it's extremely scary. Then again, he's pitched great in his 2 Coors starts. He pitched amazing at Philly and at San Diego. He's been really, really good his last 3 starts. Definitely worth a look with Hoffman. He'll be extremely low owned, but just remember the risk is there with the wind blowing out. Cubs strike out about 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He does give up a little bit of hard contact, not a ton, but he definitely gives up some. Lefties hitting 310 off Hoffman, righties 345, average WOBA for the Cubbies versus righties. So those are the guys I'd attack. I'd mainly focus on Carlos Martinez, Samardzija, Straley, and Berrios. Those are my main 4. And then if you want some risk or some lower price guys, you got Fiers and Hoffman in your pitching choices. Going to your bats on the 8-game early slate. Kicking it off with the catcher's position. Buster Posey, $4,300 against Berrios. JT Realmuto, $42 versus Williams is in play. If you're paying up, Gattis, 4K versus Nolasco, and McCann, 3,900. Both definitely in play against Ricky Nolasco. When you're looking at Nolasco, you're looking at an Astros team with a 5.10 team total. Lefty's hitting 319, righty's 340 off Nolasco, so Gattis can be sneaky in that one. As you go down the list, Salvador Perez is day-to-day versus Diaz for San Diego. San Diego, Diaz making a spot start out of the bullpen. ERA is 7.5 this year out of the bullpen. He's been dreadful, very hittable, and he's gone no more than 3 innings or 43 pitches in any game this year, so he's not going to go deep into the game. Getting a lot of Padres bullpen. We know the Royals' offense is not amazing, but this is a good spot to use them, probably relatively lower owned. So you can get Salvi Perez at 37, but he's day-to-day. Make sure he's in the lineup. Travis d'Arnaud is in a great spot today. The one of the top Braves prospects, Newcomb, is on the mound today. Newcomb is a left-handed pitcher. He's got good stuff in the minors, first career start, all that good stuff. It's the first game of a doubleheader, so you got to check the lineups. But Travis d'Arnaud at 3,500 versus the left-handed pitcher, definitely in play. Arnaud's been swinging a really, really good bat. Austin Hedges, 33, versus Ian Kennedy. Ian Kennedy has a good strikeout upside against the Padres today. He's a sneaky GPP play if you want to use him. He's just been giving up so much hard contact, like ugly, ugly stuff. The strikeout upside is there for a GPP, but Austin Hedges, 33, swinging a really, really good stick. Definitely in play today versus Kennedy. Derek Norris versus old team Sonny Gray, 3,100. Jason Castro versus Samardzija at 31 if you're going that route, which is risky, but it is an option. Kurt Suzuki, 2,900 versus Gesellman, I don't mind at all. Elias Diaz for the Pirates at 27 versus Straley. Steven Vogt is one of my top low-priced options, $2,600 versus Erasmo Ramirez. Vogt went deep last night. Another good matchup for him today. If D'Arnaud's not starting, Rene Rivera starting for the Mets, good lower-priced option in that one as well at 2,500. Just so you know, lefty's hitting 335 off Rossmo Ramirez, righty's 302. So vote definitely in play there. But like I said, Rene Rivera, 2,600. If he's in the lineup, keep him in mind. And then Martin Maldonado went deep last night for the Angels. If you're not using Fires, Maldonado, good upside in that ballpark at $2,500. Check lineups. You might have some other nice punt plays if the backups are in. Always good with catchers. You can mix and match. First base, Mark Reynolds, 47 versus Butler. That wind's blowing out like it's saying. He's a really good play at 47. So is Anthony Rizzo at 47 if you're not playing Hoffman. I still, you know, the weather sucks. I get still using Hoffman, though. I can totally get behind it. Lefties versus Rossmo Ramirez. You got Yonder Alonso, $4,500. Jay Bruce can hit lefties fine. He's 45 versus Newcomb. Logan Morrison, 4,400 versus Sonny Gray. He's definitely in play today. Don't mind that at all. Matt Adams versus Gesellman at 42. Adams first base outfield eligible. Definitely in play. Lefty's hitting 276. Righty's 358 off Gesellman. Got reverse splits there, though, so keep that in mind. And when you're talking Sonny Gray, lefty's hitting 317. Righty's 353 off Gray. So a little more. Both can hit, but a little reverse splits there as well for your future knowledge on that. Josh Bell, 3,900 versus Dan Straley. I love me some Matt Carpenter, very low price, $3,800 versus Pivetta. He's been leading off, hitting really well the last few games. Really good price tag at $3,800 for Matt Carpenter. You're going to have to try to find some value because most of the good pitching on both slates is a little higher priced, so keep that in mind. Eric Hosmer, $3,700 versus Diaz. I told you guys Royals could be in play with a lot of bullpen action. CJ Cron, we like him versus lefties, but he's 37 versus Fires. Fires will get the long ball. Pujols, 36. Pujols, not a bad price tag at all for the upside in that ball game. Will Myers versus Ian Kennedy is only 36. Good upside there as well with the long ball in play, so don't mind that at all. Tyler Moore had a big game last night for Miami. He's been swinging it okay of late. He's streaky. He's not in the lineup every day. We double-donged last night. He's got three straight games of double-digit points. He's first base outfield eligible at $2,900. If you want some salary relief versus Williams, I can totally get behind a Tyler Moore play, probably in the outfield more than at first base. But Tyler Moore at $2,900, he's been swinging it really, really well. If he's in that lineup, I have no problem using him as a flyer the way he's been swinging the bat. Going over second base, Jose Altuve, $4,900. Neil Walker's day-to-day at 49. Probably get at least the first game off versus the lefty. Josh Harrison, 43. DJ LeMahieu, 41, had a big fly yesterday. Love me some D. Gordon at 41. He's getting on and stealing bases right now. I said the Marlins stack was sneaky yesterday. They're definitely in play again today on this eight-game slate. Whit Merrifield, solid play at 4,100, swinging a good stick, part of KC action. Jed Lowry, a couple doubles last night against Rossmo today, 4K, much in play. Same with Ian Happ at 39 versus Hoffman. I like both those guys around that mid-price range. With the lefty on the mound for the Braves, you're looking Wilmer Flores of the Mets, second base or third base eligible. He's $3,900, almost a must play, if not a must play for most. Probably at third base instead of second, but you can do either or. He mashes lefties. If you're not even playing any Mets stack, which is fine, at least have Wilmer Flores in some of your lineups, if not all of them. You got Brandon Phillips, the reverse splits versus Gesellman at 38. If you want to go there, Dozier 36. Yonhervis Solarte at 3,300, very nice value against Ian Kennedy if you're going a little cheaper. Ben Zobrist at 31, second base outfield eligible is really, really nice. Same with Cesar Hernandez at 31. Don't mind either one of those. Chad Pinder, 2,600, outfield or second base shortstop eligible if you need a little bit of a more of a punt play there. And then check lineups to see what other possible cheap backups are in action today. Let's head over to third base. At the hot corner, if you're not using Wilmer Flores, you got Arenado at 5K and Chris Bryant at 48, both in play in that great hitting environment. Miggy Sano, 46 versus Samardzija if you want to gamble. Mike Moustakas, 45 versus Diaz is a nice looking play. Be very low owned. Jed Jericho hits righties extremely well. He's 4K versus Pivetta. He's slumping a ton, but he's in play. David Freese swinging a good bat. I said lefties are better than righties versus Straley. Freese swinging a really good bat of late. He's 3,900 if you want to go a little off the wall. Mentioned Wilmer Flores. You got Longo at 38. Dietrich or left-handed bat versus Williams at 34. Don't mind that if you want to get really weird. Yanel Escobar, 33 versus Fires. Decent option there as well. And as you go down the list, Ryo Ruiz, 2,800 versus Gesellman. If you need a punt play, I was really bummed he wasn't in the lineup yesterday. It didn't make sense, and he pinch hits and gets a knock, of course. Never fails, right? Never fails at all. Going over to shortstop, Carlos Correa at 52, and then it drops. $1,400 to the next price guy. Got Trevor Story at 38 versus Butler. Andrelton Simmons, 38, is in play. Switch hitting is Drubal Cabrera at 37. Is not bad at all. Dansby Swanson, 37, swinging a pretty good stick right now. He's in play. As well as he was higher up in the lineup, that's what sucks. Jordy Mercer, 35. Crawford, 34. Both okay options there. Tim Beckham, 32 versus Sonny Gray is not bad at all. Our boy JT Riddle's above 3K now. Another nice game last night. He's $3,100 and in play as one of our cheaper options tonight. Got Pender down there at 26, like I mentioned. And then check rosters because you could get an interesting punt or two in some of those. Going to the outfield and wrapping up your eight-game slate. Charlie Blackmon, 54, definitely in play. He's a phenomenal play today versus Butler. Had a home run yesterday. Very much in play today. Great play. Springer, 54, the night off last night. Should have just been a regular night off, according to reports. Cedic, 47, went deep as everybody crushed it in Tampa Bay. He's in play again at 47. Ozuna, 46 versus Williams. Marlon Stack's in play again today, folks. They're always low-owned. Ender and Ciarte, 46. K with the Chris Davis, 45 versus Orosmo for some dong action. Beltran, 45, not bad at all. Odubel Herrera, 44 is priced. Look at that. Last weekend, I believe it was, or even last Friday, he was like 2,500, 26, 27, 28, something like that. He's $4,400 now. Gotta love baseball. Schwarber's 43. He's struggling, but he's starting to show a little bit of pop here and there. Stanton at 43 is phenomenal. That price tag's way too low for what he's doing. I keep saying since he moved to the two hole, he's been outstanding. He had an absolute moonshot yesterday. He keeps getting multi-hit games. Very productive, $4,300. Cole Calhoun, I mentioned, has a great one-off at least last night. He had another great game. He's up to $4,300. He was in the low threes, if not twos, a while back, swinging a really good bat versus Fires. Mentioned Matt Adams. You got Ian Desmond at 41. Love Hunter Renfroe against a home run happy Kennedy at $4,100. His price tag's climbing. You have Piscotty versus Pivetta. That's a nice value play at 4K. I say value because the other guys are up to like $5,400. So 4K for Piscotty is swinging a good stick. Yelich 4,000 is an outstanding part of a Marlins stack. Reddick at 4K. Locane at 4K. All in play. If you want to fade Samardzija, Kepler at 4K is not bad. You got Carlos Gomez at $3,800. That's some really good value. Cargo at 38. Another cheap cargo day against Eddie Butler in those hitting environments. Steven Souza Jr. nearly cycled last night. Hits righties well, like we talk about. He's $3,800. Definitely in play. Cameron Maybin is hot. Had a great game last night. Your little stat line here for you. 3-for-4 with a double, a walk, 4 stolen bases, 41 fantasy points. He's $3,800. I had no problem with Cargo, Souza Jr., and Maybin all at $3,800 in your lineup. Zero problems with that. Tommy Pham at 37, really a nice value there. Matt Joyce, 37, versus Ramirez. Lefties hit Ramirez well. Matt Joyce will be solo owned, but you got to pray for the home run or you're not getting much at all. Matt Kemp, 37, versus Gesellman is in play. Bernard Spann, 36, versus Barrios, not bad at all. Grossman, 36. Gregory Polanco, 34, versus Straley. Colby Rasmus, 34, versus Gray. Howie Kendrick swinging it well. If you're fading C. Marty's 33 out there at a big night last night. He's 33 also, both for the Phils. As you go down the list, Malik Smith, 3,200 versus Sonny Gray. That price tag has ballooned. He's definitely in play tonight versus Sonny. Everyone should probably be on him after last night's impressive performance where he got pulled early, but I think it was just to get other guys in, I hope. He was 2-for-3, 3 runs scored, a home run, 2 ribbies, a walk, 3 stolen bases, 40 fantasy points. He should be playing every day with Kiermaier out. Mentioned Zobrist at 31. Jake Mariznick at 3 can be an interesting punt play if you need to go there. Mentioned Tyler Moore from Miami. I like that as a nice punt at 2,900. Yeah, Michael Saunders at 26. Always home run upside, but he's been slumping mightily. Eric Young Jr. at 25 is definitely in play. He's been a nice little punt play of late, playing really, really well. So there you have it. There's your 8-game slate. Building around Carlos Martinez at 12-3. Samardzija 10-9. Straley at 82. Barrios at 79. Those are my main four. Then you can look at Fires and Hoffman. I look at probably Hoffman over Fires, but they're both have their risk and their rewards. When you're looking at stacks on the day slate, Cubs and Rockies both in play if you're not using the pitchers. For the Rockies, lefty's hitting 369, righty's 371 off Eddie Butler. I like that Cargo for 38 and Blackman at 54 are really, really solid plays. The Astros versus Ricky Nolasco, 5-1-0 total. Righty's hitting 340 off Nolasco. Astros are always in play, but definitely in that situation. I go Mets versus Newcomb. Just remember Wilmer Flores more than anything in that. Definitely important. Cardinals versus Pivetta, 483 total. Lefty's hitting 390, righty's 435 off Pivetta. Cardinals will be extremely low owned. They're a frustrating offense because you never know which day they're going to explode, but you want to be on them. Marlins, 455 total. Lefty's 361, righty's 332 off Williams. Marlins and Cardinals will be really low owned. Both have extreme upside. When you're looking at your Angels versus Fires, lefty's hitting 322, righty's 379. That's why I like, you know, Cron if he's playing, but Pujols is also 100 cheaper. You got Yanel Escobar. I still like Calhoun. There's good, and Maybin. Cameron Maybin swinging it good and cheap. So Royals getting a lot of bullpen action in San Diego, so keep them in mind if you want to go that direction. But let's head over to your 6-game late slate. Kick it off with the top-priced arm, Christopher Sale, who's coming off a bit of a rough one his last time out. He's 12-7 tonight at home against the Detroit Tigers, a team that knows him well from pitching in the AL Central. But his last time out, only gave up 3 runs at Baltimore, got 25-3. Prior to that was when he got beat up at the White Sox, a little homecoming. He's given up 3 runs, 3 earned in his last 3 starts. 25.3, 16, 22, 3. But prior to that was just pure filth. Double-digit Ks in all games until he hasn't had double digits in any of his last 3. He's got 9 in his last 2. One thing I do want to mention on the season, he's got the number 1 barrel FIP, getting barreled 3.98%. But I want to mention in the last 30 days, he's dropped all the way down to 24th. He's getting barreled up 6.77% of the time. So they're starting to hit him pretty hard right now. He is striking out 34.6% of the batters he faces. That's not an issue. When you look at the Tigers when it comes to BVP and their history, I wanted to check it just because they have seen each other a ton. And for some reason, I want to say yes. Victor Martinez, 21 for 49 lifetime with 3 doubles and 4 homers. Miggy Cabrera, 14 for 49 lifetime with 4 homers. It's only a 286 average. Kinsler's hitting 267, 12 for 45, but he's got 3 homers. JD Martinez only hitting 257, 9 for 35, but 3 homers. Iglesias, 9 for 29, hitting 310 with 1 homer. There is some definite history there with the Tigers versus Sale. I wanted to bring this up because they have a 392 total, which, you know, isn't the highest. Lefty's hitting 257, righty's 274. But the Tigers do have an extremely potent lineup, and they are priced down. I am 100% behind using Sale. Strikeout upside, he's at home, all that good stuff. I am also about 90% on board with the Tiger stack, and I made one last night, and they're affordable. Wind blowing out in Fenway. It's warm, good hitting environment. A Tiger stack is not the worst thing you can do. Obviously, if Sale's on, you can just kiss that lineup goodbye, but don't make that your own lineup. It's that simple. But I just wanted to bring that up. But Sale is your top option at 12-7. If you're not paying 12-7, I really like your next choice at Luis Severino, $9,800. It is risky against a Baltimore team that you don't know when they're going to wake up. But 2 starts to go in Baltimore, 6 1/3, 7 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks, 27.5 points. He has 7 Ks or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. 2 earned, 1 earned, no earned, 1 earned in all those starts. Basically 19 or more DraftKings points, 21 or more in 3 of those 4. Been outstanding. Severino just continues to dazzle. Going up against a Baltimore team with a 392 total, just like the Tigers. Same team total, but he saved almost $3,000 with pitchers. Lefty's hitting 300, righty's 322 versus Severino. They have a lot of thump with those right-handed bats, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Last 30 days, Severino 17th best barrel FIP at 2.46% of the time getting barreled, striking out over 25% of the batters he faces. The Baltimore Orioles striking out 22.2% of the time. Lots to like. Heavy ground ball rate, low hard hit rate like we just mentioned. Severino is a really, really good play tonight. Alex Wood returns for the Dodgers. I just wanted to mention him because he's been filthy. But A, he's returning from injury. Missed an extra start compared to what people thought. B, he usually doesn't go deep. He went 7 1/3 a couple starts back. But it's usually 5 or 6 innings. He's getting you 90 to 95 pitches. So you got your pitch count to worry about. He has a ton of K upside. 8 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4. He had 10 and 11 in 2 of those. 23 or more DraftKings points in 4 straight starts. 19 or more in 5 straight. Really, really good. But you're paying a hefty price tag against a Cincinnati team that does hit lefties well. Rich Hill went 5 innings yesterday. You're talking Alex Wood. He wasn't one of the top barrel FIP guys, but he, due to the DL, he doesn't qualify at the moment. But he strikes out a boatload. He's striking like 31% right now. Cincinnati strikes out 20% of the time versus righties. Ground ball rate of almost 69%, which is nice. Swinging strike percentage at 12.3. You got a hard contact rate of only 20%. There's a ton to like about Alex Wood, except his price tag is $9,500 for a guy you don't even know if he'll get past the fifth inning. They have the lowest team total on the board at 3.23, the Reds. Lefty's hitting 298, righty's 247. But like I said, they have an above-average WOBA of 337 versus lefties and above-average ISO of 207 versus lefties. So a Reds stack is not the worst thing you can do either. But Wood is very, very good. You have to wonder how healthy he is and how deep he's going. So there's two massive concerns. But if you want to roll the dice with him, I get it. It's a hefty price tag for not knowing if you'll get the most out of him. Next up, you got Marcus, but it is a small slate, and you got to take some gambles. Marcus Stroman, $8,600 at the Seattle Mariners. Biagini threw great last night until kind of hit a little roadblock in the seventh. When you're talking Stroman, you're $8,600, and you're getting double-digit points in like 6 straight starts, 7 of 8. Been filthy. Not a ton of K upside. We're talking 5, 6 strikeouts, but limit the damage guy like I talk about. Mid-tier price range. When you're looking at Stroman, I missed him. There it is. You're facing a Seattle team striking out 20.4% of the time versus righties. Stroman strikes out about 20%. A 60% ground ball rate, which is outstanding, and an average hard contact rate. A lot to like there with Stroman. Seattle, Low team total of 397. So your night slate's where it's at. Lefties hit 315, righties 310. Mariners can hit, but they've been struggling big time of late. Ride that while you can with Stroman at 86. Now it gets fun. Yeah, Ariel Miranda at 7,400 versus Toronto. Miranda is striking out almost 22% that he faces. Toronto strikes out 23.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Jays have a team total of 4.03, one of the lower ones as well. Lefty's only hitting 301, righty's only hitting 299 versus Miranda. He's pitched really, really well of late. And the Jays only have a 298 below average WOBA against lefties and an average ISO, barely average ISO. So they have struggled against lefties. Now they're healthy. You got Donaldson, Bautista swinging it well. Again, too cheap again tonight. There are reasons to like Toronto, but if you're looking for a lower priced option to match up with, say, Severino or Sale, Miranda at 74 is a very nice play in that ballpark, pitching the way he's pitching. Good young arm. Next up, Zach Godley returns from the minors, a little minor hiatus to clear some space. Talking Godley, not the biggest K guy. He's got about 22%. I was reading the wrong one. 22%, which is really good. You got Brew Crew, 25.1% K rate. We know it's the risk-reward because they can match. They're in a very good hitting environment tonight. Godley does have a stringing strike rate of 13.5%, a ground ball rate of 64.2%. That ground ball rate's one of the bigger enticing things tonight. You're going to need that in that ballpark tonight. And a hard contact rate of only 26.5%. All really good things you'll need in that ballpark tonight. They do have a good team total of 4.45. Lefties hitting 3.45, righties 3.13 off Godley, and we know they can mash. Very risk-reward type play at 71. I can get behind it indeed. And see what you can do there. So that's where I'm going. Sale at 12.7. Severino is probably my top option just because price-wise at 98. You can gamble with Wood at 95. You just don't know what all you're going to get. And then Stroman 86, Miranda 74, are like one of the pitchers in that matchup, probably in every lineup you're going with. They have one of the lower totals on the board tonight at 8. And then you got Miranda at 74, like I said, and Godley at 71. So those are the directions I'm going in that one. Let's check out the bats on your six-game slate at the catcher's position. Gary Sanchez is just filthy on fire. $4,900 versus Tillman, who, yeah, it's Tillman. Sanchez, great play. Zunino, 38. Russell Martin. Russell Martin versus the lefty Miranda. He's third-base catcher eligible at 37. If you're not using Miranda, I get it. Iannetta, 3,600 versus Guerra is in play. Grandal versus the righty Wojciechowski at 36 is a really, really, really good play today. Yan Gomes versus the lefty Holmberg is a solid play at 34. I like that one a lot as well. Grandal and Gomes are probably two of the higher-priced guys I like a lot. You can go Pena or Bandy for the Brew Crew if you're fading Godley. If you just want to stack that game, which I totally understand the way the weather is, it's a great stacking choice. James McCann, 2,900 versus Sale is in play. If not, Hicks, one of those two right-handed catchers. And then Sandy Leon, 2,500 versus Verlander. If you're fading Verlander, road Verlander, which is not a bad fade, I can get behind that. Goldschmidt, or first base, Goldschmidt, 5,500 versus Javi Guerra. Yes, Eric Thames, 49 versus Godley's in play. Justin Smoke hits lefties very well. A switch hitter, he's $4,800. Joey Votto, 4,800, is always in play. Matt Holliday, 47, is intriguing. I love Edwin Encarnacion versus the lefty Holmberg at 43. That's one of my top first basemans on the day. E5 at $4,300. You can look at Chris Davis at 42, Hanley at 41 if you'd like. Jesus Aguilar, left-handed bat versus Godley at 39 is in play. Miggy Cabrera is only 38 versus Sale if you're doing your Tiger stack or you just want a couple one-offs and you want to fade Sale in the process. Miggy's 38. Mitch Moreland had a big Friday night. He's 36 versus Verlander. He's in play. Kendrys Morales is only 3K versus Miranda. Morales is a switch hitter. Can hit from the right side, folks. He's $3,000. That's criminal. Second base, Jose Ramirez, 46 versus Holmberg. Is very, very solid. Starlin Castro went deep last night. He's 46 and in play. Same with Jonathan Scope, who went deep. He's 46. Like Chris Taylor at 46 versus Wojciechowski, second base outfield eligible. Cano, 44, not bad at all. Jason Kipnis, 43, nice cheaper option at all these really good plays. Second base is loaded, but it's all at the top. Even Ian Kinsler's 42 versus Sale, great history against him. Like I mentioned, he's in play. Eric Sogard leading off of the Brew Crew at 39. Second base shortstop eligible is in play. Then you got Yelmer Sanchez, 3,500 versus Tomlin is definitely worth a look. you want to go Chase Utley at 32 versus Wojciechowski, I can understand it for some salary relief because most of the second basemen are very expensive. That's the cheapest one right there. Third base, Jake Lamb, 5,600, right-handed bat pitcher in Chase Field. Yes, he's been crushing the ball. Homer again last night. Jake Lamb at 5,600. Donaldson versus the lefty Miranda at 49 is definitely in play. I mentioned Jose Ramirez. Hernan Perez, 4,200, is not bad at all. Eugenio Suarez hits lefties really well. He's 4,200 for the Reds. Kyle Seager, 37, is in play. Justin Turner's back, went deep last night. $3,700, really good value against the right-handed pitcher in Wojciechowski. Justin Turner, 3,700. Nick Castellanos, 35, both really good plays, especially at their price point tonight. You will realize you're going to have to pay down a lot of places because the pitching's just expensive tonight. Shortstop Lindor, 51. Yes, Bogaerts, 46. Owens, 46. Cozart versus a lefty at 46 is very nice. Really liking Didi Gregorius at 44 versus Tillman. That's some nice upside there. Seager at 41 versus Wojciechowski as well. Like that a bit. Sogard at 39. Mentioned him already. You got Tulo at 32 versus the lefty Miranda if you want to go there. Kiki Hernandez, 3K versus Wojciechowski, went deep last night. He's been playing well against lefties and righties. He's outfield shortstop eligible if you want to punt the position. Just hope he's in the lineup. Hope the lineup's come out before lock. That's all I have to say there. Going to outfield, Judge, 54, yes. Benintendi, 49, yes. Thames, 49, okay. I like Brett Gardner at 48 quite a bit against Tillman. Domingo Santana, 48. It's a pricey tag for Santana. Most people will not pay for it. There's upside. Tough to pay for, though. I totally get it. JD Martinez, 46 versus Sale is a nice play. Mookie Betts, 45. I already mentioned Chris Taylor and Owings. Aaron Hicks at 45, doubled on last night. The guy is absolutely crushing the ball. No one owns him night in and night out. He is in play. David Peralta at 45 is in play. Definitely in play. If you want to go with Michael Brantley at 43 versus the lefty, I can get behind that. Avisail Garcia versus Tomlin at 42, I like that a lot. Justin Upton at 42 versus Sale. Mentioned Hernan Perez. Lurie Garcia at 39 leading off for Chicago versus Tomlin. Some nicer value. Seth Smith, 38 leading off. Got the Trumbaum at 38. Pilar versus a lefty at 38. All decent upside plays there. Gregor Blanco, 37 leading off for Arizona. Jackie Bradley Jr., 36 is in play versus Verlander. Some upside. The Milkman's 34 versus Tomlin. Cheaper play. Here's the one. Bautista's only 3,400. Get him in your lineup. I guess if you're not using Miranda. He went deep last night at another knock. He's too cheap. Even if he goes over, it's way too freaking cheap. There's Descalso, second base outfield eligible at 34 if you want to punt play. Keon Broxton's only 33 with some upside against Godley. I can get behind that if you want to punt that kind of punt. Ben Gamble, 32 versus Stroman's a nice value. Don't mind that at all. There's not much down here. I was looking at it a lot last night. It's very frustrating. Like Ezequiel Carrera's 3K, but he's versus a lefty. Got Kiki Hernandez, who already mentioned, at 3K. Mikey Matok, if you want to use him, at 2,900 versus Sale. I can understand it as a punt one-off. I totally can get behind Matok at 29. It's rough down here. Very rough. Patrick Kavilion for the Reds is 2,400. He faces lefties quite a bit for the Reds, so he might be in the lineup as a punt option as well. Keep him in mind. There you have it. There's your six-game late. Sale 12-7, Severino 98, Wood 95, Stroman 86, Miranda 74, Godley 71. I'm building behind Sale, Severino, Stroman, and Miranda. Likely Severino with one of those guys in Seattle-Toronto game. And then I'll mix and match some Godley and Sale in there. Not 100% on Wood, but the upside's there. You just don't know what you're going to get. Stacking the late slate, you got the Indians versus the lefty Holmberg, 5-6-8 total. E5's a great play in that one, plus Ramirez, Gomes, and other options there. Righties do hit him very well, so keep that in mind. Nationals is not on the slate. Red Sox versus Verlander, Road Verlander is definitely approachable. You know, lefties only hitting 277, righties 296, I get it. They have a 508 total. Verlander's been very suspect on the road, so the Red Sox are so tilting when you play them, so disappointing, so it's risk-reward. Yankees 508 total should be very chalky, but I like them a ton versus Tillman. Lefties hitting 338, righties 316. Hicks, Gardner, and company. Judge, just Sanchez on fire build. D-backs versus Guerra, 505 total. Lefties 264, righties 290. Very small sample this year. But that hitting environment is going to be just insane. So same goes for your Brew Crew, 445 total. Lefties 345 versus Godley. Both teams are in play big time in that one. Dodgers versus the righty Wojciechowski, 477 total. Small sample, but lefties only hitting 263, righties 439. I love Grandal. Absolutely love Jacob Turner in that one. Corey Seager's not bad, and company. Keep them all in mind. But those are your main building blocks on your evening slate. 8-game early, 6-game late. Good luck today. Hit me up on Twitter, @BDNTrick. I'll be in and out. I won't be available tomorrow to do a quick hit, so we'll have it for you again on Monday. Check out Doc's UFC Auckland preview. Goes down tonight, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, free. We got your NASCAR Pocono 400 preview by Josh, the real Josh G. Good stuff there. Good stuff. So check it all out. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com. And again, hit me up on Twitter, @BDNTrick. Follow me for any tweets I tweet out that'll maybe new things I see with lineups and whatnot, like I did the last few days and most days. But more importantly, good luck tonight. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I will be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, June 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.